Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. As always, I want to thank our podcast developers, Mr. David Wolf and his team. I also want to give a shout out to our sponsors, Patterson Dental Supply Company, Henry Schein, and Vocal. Without their participation and support, these podcasts would be difficult. As you know, periodically I bring on special guests to help our listeners improve their practice, their business acumen, and just to make us a better pitch to the public, which is our main concern. Our patients are basically the fundamental building blocks of whether we'll ultimately be successful or not. And tonight, I'm very pleased to introduce you to Mr. Todd Watts. His company, called Patient Fi, can perhaps open doors to us to help our patients finance their treatment. As we know, inflation is up, money is tight, and people have to be careful, but unfortunately, healthcare is a necessity and dentistry is part of that healthcare. Is it okay if I call you Todd?
Yeah, that's quite okay. Thanks.
Todd, I can't thank you enough for taking time from your busy schedule. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your company?
Yeah, sure. So just briefly on myself, I'm a local, born and raised in Southern California, went to USC, University of Southern California for undergrad, and then went back after working in the financial services industry, went back to the East Coast, went to grad school at Yale, worked in New York City for several years, more in financial services, doing M&A and healthcare for JP Morgan as an investment banker. And then prior to starting PatientFi in 2017, I actually was very involved in the founding team of a med device company and also another patient financing company called Alpheon Credit. So I've been in the world of patient financing. I've been in the business directly now for, over 13 years, which there's a lot of new entrants to the game, I guess the industry, but it's not many that have been around for quite some time. So I've seen a lot. And PatientFi, we started in 2017. And what brings us to this podcast, which is a lot of fun to be able to share with you and your listeners, is, you know, we've had a lot of growth now. We're probably one of the fastest growing patient financing payments companies in the country at this point. And we've built a tailor-made solution for large dental practices and DSOs. And there's really nothing like it available today in the market. And I look forward to telling you a little bit more about it.
Well, let's jump into it. Why don't you tell us what makes PatientFi distinct from some of the other players in the market?
Yeah. So, you know, at the most baseline is that you'll find very few patient financing companies, and there really isn't any large competitors today that were built from the very beginning for patient financing. You'll see, you know, the same companies where the dentists use in their office, they're using the same platforms, believe it or not, that other merchants that are selling furniture or selling jewelry. It's the same platform. Nothing really has ever been custom made to the daily workflows of a dentist or what the dentist staff is going through. So at the very base case and kind of chassis of the platform is any practice that tries PatientFi, just from a pure workflow and usability perspective, we almost always see a quick adoption from some of the largest competitors in the market. Once they start using us, a practice will keep using us. And then from the practice's standpoint of using financing, which is an important topic in today's environment with I heard you say at the beginning where, you know, patients are more price sensitive than ever. They're depleting their savings more than ever. We're going to a recessionary environment if we're not already in one. PatientFi has been able to really distinguish itself by we offer up to 100% approvals on our platform. And we're able to do that. You'll see a lot of financing companies out there say, oh, we can offer 74% and 94% approval rates. And they throw out a lot of big numbers. You know, we've really built this tailor-made for large dental service organizations and large group practices where not only do we have what we call a first look solution for the highest credit quality patients, but if there is a lower credit quality patient through that same application and through that same portal for the practice, it goes to another lender. And if they can't get approved by them, and it goes to another lender. So it's a multi-lender platform where most often, if not always, you're going to be able to offer some kind of credit so that when you have someone in your chair who you'd like to be able to offer treatment to, they're not going to be walking out because they can't afford the treatment due to cost.
Mr. Watson, a real life example, Mr. and Mrs. Smith arrive at the office, a treatment plan's been discussed and agreed upon. And just for conversation purposes, the treatment plan is $10,000.
Sure.
Walk the listeners through. What's the time commitment? What are the actual processes? And what would the office need to be set up so that they could start using PatientFi within the next week or the next 24 hours?
Yeah.
How does the system actually work?
Yeah. So let's start with a practice getting set up. And we're a technology software company first. So we use a lot of automation, a lot of online cloud-based tools to be able to underwrite and onboard a practice. On average, we're able to bring in a practice within 24 hours. So that onboarding practice, and that happens all the time through a lot of the social media we do, where a patient actually is walking into a practice and they want to get a procedure done. And they say, hey, I've been pre-approved with patient financing, or hey, I use patient financing at my med spa or my plastic surgeon or my ophthalmologist. Can I use it here in this dental practice? And we're very often able to right then and there onboard the practice, and the patient can start using PatientFi in the practice for that treatment that day. So from an onboarding perspective from the practice, it's seamless. It's an online application. We can get them up and running pretty fast. Now, from a patient's perspective, now let's talk about, okay, say practice is onboarded. What does it look like for a practice to actually process an application? So I can tell you that 95% of our applications today by patients are done right on their mobile phone. They're not sitting down at a computer or a desktop or even using an iPad in the practice. It's all mobile enabled, very mobile friendly. Typically what we see is, and we work very closely with our practices to start, like for that $10,000 procedure, one thing you'll see in a patient by practice versus maybe a practice that uses another financing company is we work closely with our practices to start change how they are pricing their procedures. So they're no longer saying, let's just say, take practice A, that's not a patient by practice that says, hey, our cost is $10,000. They get a reaction from the patient and the patient might look uneasy about price. And then they'll say, you know what, but if the price might not be right for you, or you can't afford that, we offer a financing option. That's kind of what the standard dental practice looks like. With PatientFi, we work closely with our practices to actually advertise and quote their procedures on a monthly payment. So we're really the first in the aesthetic world, and we partner now with thousands of plastic surgeons to be able to do it. We're the first to start working with the surgeons and their staff to promote things like Botox for $99 a month, or if you're doing liposuction for $295 a month. So that first price quote experience with PatientFi, we do custom collateral for all the practices so they can co-brand and actually start to quote, advertise their pricing instead of $10,000, like you mentioned, doing it on an affordable monthly payment. Once the patient says, yeah, wow, I'm really interested in that. I'd like to be, if it's only $199 a month instead of $10,000, how do I do that? They click on a link. The application takes 30 seconds to a minute. The practice has a cloud-based portal they log into, process the transaction just like they were doing a Visa or MasterCard digital transaction, and the practice is funded within 24 hours and they're on to the next treatment.
And Mr. Watts, when you're quoting the $99, the $49, whatever the amount is per month,
sure.
PatientFi, do they typically do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years? What are the typical transaction periods?
Yeah, great questions. So I should have answered that. So we do offer a very large range where patients can pay, they can choose 0% interest plans where they have a promotional period and they can pay it off with 0% interest over 24 months. And if they don't pay it off, then there's interest that must be paid. We offer loans all the way up to 72 months, which are fixed interest plans, which means the patient will receive a custom interest rate as low as 6.99 and then going up to 28.99, depending on what the credit worthiness of the patient is. On average, we see our average plan is less than 24 months, but the patient is given the option to pick whatever suits best fits their budget. If they need more time to pay something off and they're willing to pay a little more interest for that, they can elect a much longer payment plan, for instance, over 72 months. But on average, it's much shorter, and a big differentiator for us as well, other than offering a wide wide range of different term lengths and 0% interest plans and fixed rate plans. We offer really large line assignments as well, which means, you know, you put the example of $10,000. You know, we do cases all the time that are upwards of $40,000 for mouth restorations and other things that are, you know, really now we're financing that, you know, you're almost buying a car at that point, and financing becomes particularly important.
And does your company have a limit? Is there, let's just use for today's conversation, let's just say in the dental world, six on six, you might be putting in six maxillary and six mandibular implants, restoring with a fixed prosthesis, and you could be upwards of $70,000, $80,000, $90,000. Does Patient Fi have a limit, or basically whatever's needed, providing that client meets the criteria for acceptance?
It's just whatever is required by the, so it's not a, if someone needs $60,000 and they're not credit worthy, we won't be able to accommodate that request. I can tell you that we have loans that are $50,000. That's certainly not our average loan, but we do that all the time. We don't see it as much where there's loans going up to that amount. Typically what we'll see, if let's say it's a $70,000 or $80,000 case, they'll put in $20,000 or $30,000 in a down payment and will look to finance the balance of it. Kind of similar to what you see if someone is buying an $80,000 car. The large majority of Americans finance a car, but obviously they'll put a significant down payment. They're not going to finance the entire thing. So usually we'll see a combination of they're going to pay with a credit card and then want to finance the rest with Patient Fi. And again, the upward limit of usually, you know, getting up when it's up to $50,000, we see very few of those, but we're able to accommodate it.
Perfect. And another question, could you walk us through, I know there are other finance companies out there, and generally in this particular case, as a dentist, using the example of a $10,000 treatment plan, typically the finance company takes that a percentage of that treatment plan up front to cover their risks, their costs, et cetera, et cetera. Explain to me how that works with Patient Fi.
Yeah, so our credit card fees, or let's say call them processing fees, are variable. So that means that the practice can choose. We have some practices that'll just choose a fixed APR, which means the patient is paying an interest rate. If they elect to choose those options where the patient is paying interest, right, our fee will be just very similar to what they pay for a credit card. If the practice would like to offer 0% interest plans, right, you know, obviously we're in the business of lending. We have our cost of capital. So if they would like their patient to pay 0% interest, that's where the practice will pay larger fees. And the longer of the period of time they would like their patient to pay 0% interest, the fee increases. You know, but for those 0% interest plans, you know, I can't remember of a time, given, you know, we have a network of credit unions and banks who we partner with to be able to offer very competitive capital. And I can tell, you and your listeners that if it's a busy practice that has quality patients and good applications, we're not going to ever be beat because we're not able to offer competitive pricing for our processing fees to the doctors.
And Mr. Watts, just so I fully understand, in this hypothetical where Mr. and Mrs. Smith have agreed to $10,000, and I, as the business owner, would like to offer Mr. and Mrs. Smith interest-free for 2 years.
Yep.
Does that processing fee that you charge that office, does that occur within immediately? It's taken from the business checking account. If the procedure is done after a 3 p.m., it goes to the next business. And can you give some kind of range of what that processing fee is? And I mean a range because obviously if we have 365 practices and Dr. Jones has five practices, I would assume the rate may be more competitive on these larger MSOs, DSOs.
Of course. So I would tell you that for the practice range of what actually is being paid, well, let's first cover as far as how the payment actually is taken out. So the way it's just like a similar kind of processing fees. If there's $10,000 and the fee is 5%, we would send it's within 24 hours of the transaction occurring, we send $9,500 into the practice's designated checking account. Whether it's one practice, we can do that for large, and we partner with some of our partners have 300 locations, and obviously it's separated out into each practices, and we have parent-child relationships between all those practices and a flexible system to do that, but it's all happening 24 hours. And then it's net of the fees are actually deposited into the practice bank account upfront. So it's not, you know, so if it's a 5%, $9,500 is deposited into the account. And then if it's a 0% interest loan and the patient pays it off within, let's say, a 12-month period, as long as it's paid off during that 12-month period, where PatientFi or a patient financing company is able to make, let's call it, their interest on it, net of their cost of capital, is that difference between the 5%, the $9,500 and the $10,000 over the years. The range of that, I can tell you that our average MDF is about 7%, and that's for the primarily driven by those 0% products that we offer. But then, as I mentioned, we have products, we have some practices that'll just offer certain products and won't offer the longer duration 0% products, and they'll pay just a 2.9% processing fee because they want to be able to, they don't feel the need to have to offer those long-term 0% plans. And then as far as the top end, you know, we're technology enabled. We offer the widest range of products. You know, we have some practices that want custom built products that are several years of 0% interest. And, you know, that can sometimes be in the teens as far as what they're willing to pay upfront to PatientFi. And that's just, and again, time valued money. The longer you offer a 0% loan, the more the doctor is going to have to, or the practice has to be willing to be able to pay, just so there's enough margin to keep PatientFi in business and then also make sure there's enough margin left over for the practice.
Well, Mr. Watts, I cannot thank you. I know how busy you are, and I know our listeners are pleased to hear about PatientFi and the opportunity that it offers our practices. Is there a way for people, a website, a telephone number, if our listeners are interested in reaching out for additional information? What's the best way?
Absolutely. We got a full sales team. You can email the sales team at sales@patientfi.com, or you can go right on our patientfi.com website. And again, you can enroll or request more information. And, today we have 4.9 out of 5 stars. And I'd encourage people to look at that relative to other similar payments companies. And, the only thing we love earning more than getting sort of seeing 5 stars is earning them. So we look forward to earning your business and working with you.
Well, I want to thank you very, very much. I look forward to chatting with you in the future. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, and development. I want, again, give a thanks to our sponsors, which is Vocal Dental Supply Company, Henry Schein, and Patterson Dental. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to getting back to you very soon. And again, great appreciation to PatientFi and Todd Watts, super podcast. We really appreciate it. Thanks, and I'll speak to you in the near future. Thanks, everybody.
Liberty's leave policy was tremendous. Having the ability to take 16 weeks off, fully paid to bond with my child, was an incredible experience.
At Liberty Mutual, you can find a career that supports you at every step, even baby steps. We offer up to 16 weeks parental leave for new moms and dads. And because not everyone's pathway to parenthood looks the same, we offer robust fertility, surrogacy, and adoption benefits too. Learn more at libertymutualcareers.com and pursue your tomorrow today.